Natalie Elder read about a simple clothing accessory one day at her job in the Chesney Medical Archives for Johns Hopkins Medicine, Nursing, and Public Health. The curator of cultural properties is still on a continuous quest to find it. What can items like this teach us about a person and an organization's past? How can medical archives help piece together someone's story? Elder tells us more.
As a curator, I spend a fair amount of time imagining what I think our organization should collect. The obvious items come to mind: paintings that will uplift the patients and families of the hospital, the microscope of a famous doctor, a nurse's uniform from the Hopkins World War I base hospital. I also have to be open to the surprises, objects that I don't even know exist, but when I see or learn about them, I instantly know how much they could enrich our collections. One I'm still searching for is a lapel pin worn by a hospital employee. Let me explain. A while ago, I was reading through a 1949 volume of our collection of the Johns Hopkins Nurses Alumni Magazine. I came across a tribute to William Thomas, employee of the hospital since 1889. At that time, he was 81 years old and had been at Hopkins for 60 years. Mr. Thomas was the hospital's first doorman. He worked in the administration building, which is the structure with the iconic dome on Broadway. 60 years of seeing patients, nurses, families, and doctors walk through those doors. How remarkable. I started to look for other mentions of Mr. Thomas. I found more articles by the nurses and learned that he was an African-American man who grew up, quote, east of Jones Falls. I found a few photographs in our collections of a play he appeared in, marking the hospital's 50th anniversary. A 1944 Baltimore Sun article says that William Thomas started the tradition of carol singing around the hospital's Christ statue and at patient bedsides. The most exciting thing to me appeared in several of my sources, mentions of a silver pin reading JHH, 1889 to Heaven, in blue enamel. On the reverse, it says William Thomas, 1943, and had the initials of a Mr. DuPont. Mr. Thomas wore this pin every day from 1943 until his retirement. This is the type of object curators love to find, an item that tells the story of how a man lived his life. It represents his years of service, his pride in his work, and the impression he made on others. A very small number of pieces in the archives give us this glimpse into Mr. Thomas's life. I haven't been able to find the actual object, and I likely never will. But I have learned a lot about Mr. Thomas. I think about the racism that he faced, the changes that he saw, and the people whose lives he touched. There are many more things I would like to learn about him. And if anyone ever calls to tell me they found a pen that reads JHH to Heaven, I'll know exactly what it is. Piecing together these stories from our rich and varied collections is an honor I will never take for granted.
Learn more about the archives at medicalarchives.jhmi.edu. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Sarah Weissman.